Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, I'm going to introduce my guest here in a moment, but he could not be better timed for this moment because we mentioned this in the open. Elon Musk tweets out just a couple of hours ago, "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it." What's interesting is one of the first responses is, or at least it comes up on X as a relevant reply, is Constantine Kissin. I'm a big fan of his. He's a British satirist and author and really great on commentary overall about politics, but he said this. He said, "I think this is what happens when a normal person is confronted with the reality of politics. It's dispiriting and infuriating in equal measure." And I think it was more than a week ago, it was the 28th of May, that I found this column by Jonah Serra in the Free Press. I love the FP. I've recommended it to a lot of people. And his title was, or the headline was, "Why Doge Failed. You can't fix the government unless you know how it really works. Musk never did." And this is so true. And Joe, I want to welcome you into the fray here this afternoon. Thank you so much for joining me. But you could not be better timed this afternoon because your column essentially speaks to this moment exactly, doesn't it?
It does. Although I must say, Constantine, as much as I admire him, he just described Musk as normal.
Well, you got a point there. You do have a, because he's not. I mean, if we're just being honest, he's a little bit oddball, to say the least. But I want you to share the story of Charlie Peters, because this really resonated with me. Because here, I did my show open, and I can say I kind of agree with Musk, but I also don't agree because there's things in this bill that I think need to happen, but it is so complicated in the federal government and these members of Congress, they call it the swamp for a reason. So tell the story of Charlie Peters, because I think this is important.
Sure. Charlie Peters, who I worked for many, many, many years ago, he was the founder and editor of the Washington Monthly. He came to Washington with the Kennedy administration as a member of the Peace Corps. And his title was Director of Evaluation. And it was a very unusual job. There was no other job like it in the entire federal government. What he did was went out into the field, and he watched the Peace Corps people working in various countries, whether it was Kenya or whether it was Egypt or whether it was South America somewhere. And then he would come back and he would write a report, sometimes nice, sometimes blistering, and handed in to Sergeant Shriver, who was the head of the Peace Corps then, and changes would be made as a result. What are we doing wrong? What are we doing right? How do we do it better? What I said in my article was that, Charlie really understood the Peace Corps, ultimately, and he knew it better than anybody. He probably knew it better than Sergeant Shriver. And the way that you fix the government, to fix the bureaucracy, is you have people who serve in that role, who are directors of evaluation, for lack of a better word, and who, you know, come in and watch and say, you know, well, this agency, which was designed to eliminate locusts, well, we don't have locust problems anymore.
Right,
so
right.
Why do we still have this agency? You know, that sort of thing. But on the other hand, they can say, you know, the IRS would work a whole lot better if they had updated technology. Why don't we get that for them? Spend it on that instead of 80,000 new agents.
But one of the problems is you mentioned that he wrote a book called How Washington Really Works, right? And he describes how, and this is what's frustrating, I think, that the sole focus of government agencies is to ensure that their budgets never shrank, right? So, and I've used even, I can use the Department of Homeland Security. We are in the aftermath of 9/11. We think we have to do something. It has grown, I want to keep people safe, Joe, but it has grown to be this enormous bureaucracy. And let's face it, if we looked at the budget, it has grown every single year. And that's what happens in Washington.
100%. And to the point that, you know, I'm sure you've heard this story, you know, if it looks like you're not going to spend all your money by the end of the fiscal year, there's a mad rush to get the money out the door. A mad rush in agency after agency, because they don't want to be put in a position of having the OMB, the Office of Management Budget, say, oh, you didn't spend all your money, so we're going to give you less. It's almost unthinkable that something like that would happen.
So one of the lines that you quote from Charlie is, suppose you work in the Department of Energy and the energy problem disappears. What will happen to you? Well, the answer, of course, is that you'll be out of a job. Thus, the better course of action is to pretend you're working on the energy problem, thus ensuring your job security. I mean, I think that speaks volumes even to what Elon tried to do. When you look at some of the things that were, you know, out there that a lot of us said, okay, that's crazy that our taxpayer dollars are going to this. But then when you think about it over the course of decades, and I voted for Ronald Reagan. That was the first president I voted for. And I've heard these promises for decades from Republicans saying we're going to shrink the size of government. It never happens. It just never happens.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, it actually has happened once. You're not going to believe this. After I wrote that story, I got a manuscript from somebody who shall remain nameless because we might publish it.
Okay.
That said that actually once in the history of the United States, the government was shrunk, and it was done by, are you sitting down for this?
Yeah.
Calvin Coolidge.
Oh, okay.
Calvin Coolidge.
Well, I would say in the modern era, but that is interesting. But the numbers here are quite staggering because in that book we're talking about, and I'm in a freshman high school in 1980, $579 billion is the federal government. We are now at $6.8 trillion. last year. But what
no,
I keep
it is astounding.
It is, but I keep always, and I've said this over and over, it gets repetitive. You can't address a lot of this. I mean, they can do what they want to pick around on the discretionary spending. You just can't do it without the entitlements involved, and nobody has the guts, the courage to talk about that.
No, that's 100% correct. Everything Elon did, even in the best of all possible worlds, was on the margins. The Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and the Defense Department, if you add those up, that's two-thirds of the federal budget. Now, you're not going to cut defense, at least not right now. No. The world is a dangerous place. So, you know, what are you going to do about Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid? Now, you know, a lot of people are dependent on Medicaid, and you see Republican congressmen, senators like Josh Hawley.
Yeah, Hawley's got
saying, don't you dare touch Medicaid. That's because he knows it's ruinous politically if they do. But, you know, what should you do about Social Security? I mean, I paid into Social Security my whole life. I'm getting it now. I don't want to lose it, but, you know, do I really need it at this point in my life? Probably not. You know, same. And I'm on Medicaid.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm on Medicare. I'm on Medicare, like many people over the age of 65. And you know, it's a treasured program. So, again, you know, you cut those programs or even talk about those programs at your peril.
I was having conversations in the early 2000s. I was at WTMJ in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I had a friend here from Missouri. He was the 9th District Congressman, Kenny Hulsoff. Great guy. He was a former prosecutor. Kenny went to Washington, ran for governor. It wasn't well-timed. But when I get up there, he says, you have to meet Paul Ryan. And he tells Paul Ryan, you have to meet Mark Reardon. Now, it's a danger, Joe, for me on a conservative radio station to even mention Paul Ryan's name, right? He's persona non grata. But in the early 2000s, Paul Ryan was pretty damn serious about at least reforming Social Security. And he was a policy wonk, and he was trying in the first Bush administration. That's the last real effort that we've ever had.
I agree with you. And Paul Ryan did become persona non grata because, well, you know why. He wasn't MAGA enough, and he wasn't Trumpy enough. And that's just the way it is.
And I'm going to take some calls in the next hour. Look, a lot of people are going to be pretty hacked off about this bill and say, oh, spending. But to your point on defense, we have Boeing here in St. Louis. There's a lot of money that flows through these contracts, right? A lot of money. There's people that have jobs. They keep their jobs. That's what makes it so complicated, I think.
It absolutely does. Take a simpler example. The Army has been trying to close down bases that they don't need for literally generations. But all those bases are in congressional districts.
Yeah.
And all those congressmen go crazy, and they insist that the bases be kept open. And, you know, that's just, you want to talk about waste, fraud, and abuse? There it is, right there.
Yep, it sure is. Joe DeSera, thank you so much. I'm a huge fan of the Free Press. You guys are doing great work over there. And again, this could not be timed better this afternoon. I appreciate you jumping on here in St. Louis with me.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That is something we're going to do in the next hour. I do want to talk about DOGE and the spending cuts. It is Telephone Tuesday, so after Sue's News, we're going to address that issue. I'll be very curious to see what people think about that tweet from Elon Musk. Phil Holloway will address that a little bit, too. He's coming up next. Fox News contributor, great friend of this program.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.